Greetings, and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masechet Bechorot, Daf Memtet Amud Bet, at the bottom of the Amud. About to take a look at this, the seventh Mishnah in the eighth Perek. And from this Mishnah all the way through the rest that we'll deal with in this podcast, we're going to deal with the means of Pidyon, or the particular kind of amount and vehicle for payment that is acceptable. Chamesh shleim shel ben b'manet tsori. You have to use Tyrian coins, or at least the value of 5 shleim of Tyrian coins. Shloshim shalom, chamashim shalom, shesham fata, me'ash shalom, shesham ra, other specified amounts in the Torah. Shloshim shel eved is if your animal kills somebody else's Eved Kanani. Chamishim Shalonis Shimon Fata, we dealt with in the fourth parak of Ketubot, the fine of 50 shkalim for Onis from Fata, Venatra Sheina Murasa, Mea Shamotzi Shemra, the double fine of 100 that's paid by a slanderer against his new wife. Kulam Shekel HaKodesh Manet Sori, they all have to be paid with that coinage. Kulam V'ti Miketzav Shavah Kesef Chutz V'Shkalim. And with the exception of Machzita Shekel, all payments can be made with either silver or things that have the value of silver. In other words, things that are of other value, other metaltalin. Okay, first Manet Sori, what is it? Amar Biyasi, Mana Shel Tzori. It's a coin that is minted in Tyre. Tyre was a coin minting town through part of the Roman era. And the coins that were minted there were pure silver as opposed to regular coins that were minted, many of which were 7/8 copper, as we will see in later on in the sugya. Miami Amar Dinara Arava, an Arabic dinar, an Arabic coin, which evidently was also of the same value. Rabbi Chanina Omer, Istara Sarsaya de Mizdabna Tamanya Bedinara Chamish Benayel Pidyon Ben. There was some sort of a Syrian coin that was sold at 8 of them for a dinar. 5 of those are what's needed for Pidyon HaBen. Okay, now Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Dinar Hadrayana Trayana Shaifa, either a Trayan or Hadrianic coin that's been a little bit rubbed out. That's sold for 25 zuz. That single coin is sold for 25 zuz, and as we're going to find out, 20 zuz is the value of 5 slaim. Dalminayu shtuta, so take 1/6 away from that. Now, it's not true that 25 minus 1/6 is 20. It's 21, approximately. It's actually 21 minus an eighth. Ela dal shtuta bezuze. So take away a sixth and a zuz. Then it's less than 20. Ela dal zuze v'shtuta. What you do is you take off one zuz, that leaves you with 24. And then 1/6 of that, you take off, that leaves you with 20. So the answer is 20 zuz is 5 slaim. Esrin tatkali matkala dinar ti inun esrin utvanya zuze upalga upalga danka, which in the other zuz system is 28 and a half and another smidgen. Now, Amar Rava, Silim Doraita, Rava gives a different take. He says, Slaim that are from the Torah, Tlata Tilta Zuzi, Yahweh. Each one of them is 3 1/3 zuz, not 4. Dichtiv, what's his proof? Esrim Gerah Shekel. In the Torah, when it describes the Machzit HaShekel, it says that the Shekel is 20 Gerah. Umutargamin and Asrin Ma'in. We say, what's a gerah? A ma'a. Tanya shesh ma'a kesef, a dinar. So if 6 ma'a kesef are a dinar, and 20 gerah are a shekel, which means you have to give half of that for machzid a shekel, then that means 3 1/3 of dinar are a selah, right? So 3 1/3 or 3 1/3 zuz, same thing as dinar, are a selah. So you, therefore, Pidyon HaBen would be 16 2/3 zuz. Meitave, valo selo shokoresh, arba'im mishmona punjonin. This is a question about zera chomer sori mishmishim keshakal kasef. If you redeem a field at the beginning of the Yovel period, then you have to pay 1 sela per year. And the value that you have to give is 49 sela with 49 punjonim. But they ask, punjon ze mativo, kilbo, what's the extra punjon for? Because it should be 48, because 48 punjon make a sellah. The answer is, kilbon the proterot. It's an extra payment for what? for either the money changer or to make sure that there's enough. Machlok will be showing him what that kibbon is for, what the proterot is, but the answer is, batudo sifu ala ilavaihu. So the answer is, in that case, they added to the coins so that it comes out to be 4 zoos to a sell on at 3 1/3, d'tanya. Asum girat shekel, manu shekel shu asum girat. How do we know that they can add to the value? Memar yihiyah means it will maintain its value. You could devalue it. Tamalomar who? It has to remain at that base value. Okay. So the answer is that it was originally 3 1/3, and then they upped it to 4. Rav Ashi Sharale Shaves her Zuzi the Ravacha Braid Ravina Pidyon Aben. So this Ravina was evidently a coin. So Rav Ashi sent his son 17 zoos for Pidyon Aben. And Shalachle Lishtar Limar Tata Tilta Yeterta Ika Levayu. Send me back the third change, a third of a zoos, because it's according to the math we used, 3 1/3 times 5 is 16 2/3. He sent them 17, send me back a change. Shalachle, lishtar limar, tlata achrina. He said, no, the opposite. You have to send me 3 more zoos. Tosifu lavar, because they inflated the value, and it's 4 zoos per sella, so you don't owe me 17, you owe me 20. Amrachanina, kol kesef amur Torah stam sella. So Amrachanina says the following. Anytime that you have kesef in the Torah, it is slaim. The Nevi'im, if you find Kesef mentioned in the Nevi'im, for instance, in the story of the Machzor HaShekel in Malachim Bet, Litrin, that Kesef is Litrin, which is 25 Sela. Dichtuvin, if you find it anywhere in Ketuvin, that's Kinturin, which is 100 Sela, 4 times the Litrin. Now, Chutzvin Kaspo Shol Ephron, the one exception to that is in the Torah, we have Kinturin, and that is Ephron's money, the money that Avram paid Ephron for the rights to Marat HaMachpelah. Shavish Katuba Torah Stam Kinturin, why? Dichtiv, Abamiot Shekel Kesef Over La Socher, it's 400 Shekel Kesef. Vikaduchta the Kakari Le Kintura Tikla, there's some places where they call it Kintura a Shekel, a Tikla. All right, Amar Roshai, interesting historic footnote. Ikshuli Gnoz, Kol Kesef is a Hav Sheba Olam. They originally wanted to ban all silver and gold. Jews couldn't use silver and gold. Nekas Pazav Ashur Shalim, because when the Romans broke in and took all the gold and silver of the Mikdash, it circulated in the Roman Empire, and therefore we are afraid that any gold and silver you might be dealing with is really a problem of Mi'ilah. Until they found a pasuk, not in the Torah, but in Yechezkel, Shumutar, Shemar, Uva, Uva, Pritzim, Chileluha. What happened? Pritzim. The violators came into the Mikdash, and they desecrated it. But what's the sense of it? The sense is that when they came in, they made it profane, meaning no longer Kodesh, and removed it from Mi'ilah. So once the plunderers came in and took the money, it's out. Yerushalayim haverubin alma, but parenthetically the story doesn't make sense because Yerushalayim is not a majority of the world. The majority of the money circulating in the Roman Empire is not from the Otsar Beit Hashem. Elam Abayi Bikshuli ignores dinara hadrayana tiyurayana shayafa. They wanted to ban all use of either Hadrianic or Trionic coins that were rubbed because those were coins that were very common. Yerushalayim neitiv asher Yerushalayim. And there the pasuk kicks in. Okay. Avinu Mar Vasi. So Vasi is the following halacha. Kol kesef amur b'Torah stam. Anytime the Torah just says kesef, kesef tzori. It's got to be with its Tyrian coin. Rishal divrayim. Anytime the rabbis establish a payment of kesef, kesef midina. It is used regular kesef, which is 7/8 copper. That's 1/8 of the value. Uchlalahu, is that really a rule you can rely on? Vahretana, when we talk about claims that are chiefly given in the context of Shomerchina, of Shomrim, Dichtev Kitin, Ishareho Kesef Ochelim Lishmar. If a man entrusts another man with Kesef or Kelim, and then the man says it's stolen, and you come and make a claim, and so we have a halacha, Tunan Shvuota Dayanim, the Mishnan Shvuota Ta'ana Shtei Kesef, that you have to at least claim shtei kesef, shtei ma'a kesef, which is much less, of course, than a sela, and that's 1/3 of a dinar, and if you make that claim, you're already in the parsha of kesef, and according to Ravasi, it should be much more than that. The answer is shani hatam nuchliv kesef or kelim. The Torah describes kesef or kelim. Ma kelim shtaim of kesef shtaim. So the Torah wants us to start off with a base of a claim of two or more of something of kesef. Just like kesef is something of significance, afkelim davar chashuv, there has to be a claim of something that has significance that you're claiming and not something meaningless. However, we see from there that the Torah is allowing for kesef, which is less than the selah, because it's parallel to kelim, to something of use. For a maaser, when we talk about redeeming maaser, sheni d'chtiv etzarta kesef biyadcha, you take the kesef and you bundle it up and take it to Shalim with non. Haporet selah mimaot maaser sheni. The Mishnah maaser sheni talks about how much change you can make from your maaser sheni money. How can it? Can it all be nechoshet? Can half nechoshet? Half the machlok beitolat shama and maaser sheni. So it should be that you couldn't have a coin that small if it's kesef from the Torah. The answer is kesef, kesef riba. If you look at the pasuk on the page, you'll see the word kesef shows up twice in the pasuk, so the extra word there expands it to a lower amount. Vareh hekdesh. When it comes to redeeming hekdesh, tichtiv, and atana kesef akamlo. There's a pasuk widely quoted by Chazal that doesn't exist in that form. As you can see, the pasuk quoted on the page is about as close as we come. V'yamar Shmuel, hekdesh shamimana, shechilo ashar pruta mechulal. Very famous ruling of Shmuel, that if you take hekdesh worth a gazillion dollars and redeem it on a pruta, it is redeemed. You just owe the hekdesh more money, but the redemption is there. So therefore, when the Torah says, v'natana kesef, or whatever the word is with kesef, it's much less than a selah. It doesn't even have to be a silver coin. So the answer is hekdesh nami yalif kodesh kodesh b'maaser. Maaser is called kodesh in Pasha Kitavo, b'arti ha-kodesh bin habayit. And therefore we learn from maaser that hekdesh also can be a small coin. Varei kidushe isha, kidushin, tichtiv yatzachin amin kasef. The main limud for kidushe kesef comes from this pasuk when in Na'ara, who has been sold as a ketana, as an amivriya, now she becomes a na'ara, and the master doesn't want to marry her off to her son, she gets to go free, ein kesef, what's the drasha? Ein kesef ladon zeli, ish kesef ladon acher. This master, when she leaves his domain, does not get kesef, but another one, being the father, does get kesef, and that's kidusha kesef. Utnan, Beit Shammai is the one who says that the minimum for Kiddushim is a dinar. Beit Hillel says it could be a pruta. So is Rav Asi, who says all kesef in the Torah is kesef tzori, is he following Beit Shammai here with Kiddushim? Elayit Mahitmar. So we have to revise Rav Asi's statement. Our view on Rav Asi, kol kesef katsuv ha'amur b'Torah, kesef tzori. Anytime the Torah gives a set amount, then it's Tyrian coins, v'shel divrayim kesef medina, but if it's midrabanan, it's kesef medina. My kamash v'lan, so then he's not teaching us anything new. Chamesh Tlaim Shoben, etc. Our Mishnah says, the five of Pidyon HaBen, the 30 of the Eved, the 50 of Oros and Fateh, and the 100 of Motzi Shemra, which by the way is the exhaustive list of set amounts in the Torah. V'shel divrayim kesef medina, it's derichaleh. The answer is that we needed his statement for the second half, which is any kesef that's drabanan is kesef medina. Did not. It was an example. The Mishnah in Parakachovel, the 8th Parak of Bava Kama says, Atukei lachavero, you box somebody in the ear, no tain lo sella, you have to pay him a sella. Velote masella, meaning arba zuze, don't think it's a sella of four zuze, la palga de zuze. It's a sella of half a zuze, kesef medina, the kari, and she sella palga de zuze. Some people will even call a sella a half zuz, they refer to it as a selah, and that's why Chazal used that phrase in the Mishnah. But it's a rabbinic selah, which is half a zuz, 1/8 of the value of a Torahic selah. Okay. You're interesting, kind of strange story. Hanan Bisha Takal Elu Gavra. So this guy, Hanan the evil one, punched a guy. Ata the Kameh to Rav Huna. They came to Rav Huna. Amarle Havi Pagal Azuzah. Pay him half a zuz. So Havile, this Hanan Bisha, had a bad coin. Havilei zuzi zuzi ma'achah b'hadeidu anafik. He had a bad zuz that wouldn't be used in the market. So what happened? The guy would not accept it and then give him change. So what happened? Takalei achrina b'avinilei. So he punched him in the other ear and then gave him the whole zuz. Have another half a zuz here and I'll give him the whole zuz. All right, so shim shalom sivvat, etc. Hatu lamali. What do I need the rest of the Mishnah for? Hatana l'resha. We already said that in the ratio that all kesef is kesef tzori. The answer is Onus of Motzei Shem Reitz Tarich. I needed to mention those. Why? Kasag that the Chavena came under Lok Tibush Kalim Adair. It says Chamishim Kesef. Doesn't say Shekel. Emazuzi Be'alma. I might think it's just 50 of whatever coin is operating locally. Kamash Moan Demelof Kiyalfi Me'adadi. We learn Onus and Mefate from each other. Many things. The beginning of the third parak of Ketubot, and then we learn them from Shloshim Shalaved to say it's Shkalim. Now, Chutzvin Ashkalim, so we said that the one exception to being able to pay in trade is Machzid Ashaka, but we actually have three things. Tana Chutzvin Ashkalim, Uma Aser, meaning Masa Sheni, Va Rayon. By the way, all of these are things that come into Yerushalayim. Rayon is the money you pay for it, Owat Riyah. Shkalim Nitnan, we know the Mishnah in the third parak of Shkalim is Metzarfin Shkalim, the Darvonot or Darkonot. You're allowed to bring a bunch of shkalim and put them together into a big coin, big gold coin. Like, let's say, shkalim are worth 1/200th of a darkon. So if you get 400 of them, they're collecting for the whole town. Bring new shalim, you could turn it into one gold coin. So you don't have to schlep so much. But you're not allowed to turn them into sheep or some other barter. Maaser, why dichtiv et sarta kesef biyadcha? You have to tie up the kesef in your hand. And Rayon, what's the reason for that? Tanur of Yosef, Shalaya Visigal Azara. We don't want you bringing a big piece of silver and then all the silver shavings are going to come into the Azara. We want you to bring properly minted coins. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up with some further investigation into the nature of payment in the next podcast. In the meantime, wish everybody a wonderful day.